Let's start. So we are at the end of Perek Beis Mishnah Beis. So Perek Beis Mishnah Beis discusses the first part. Rav Gamliel ben Osher of Yudah Nasi Oimer. Yafe Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz. She Gias Shneim Meshkachas Avon. So we explained this last time. Gias Shneim Meshkachas Avon, that by being involved in Torah and Derech Eretz, a person is exercising both their spiritual muscles and their physical muscles. And therefore that enables a person to be Mishkachas Avon. He says even if a person is doing that, their Derech Eretz should be together with their Torah. V'chol Torah she'eini ma'malacha, but Torah without malacha, Seifa b'teila will end up becoming batel, v'gereres Avon won't be effective. Okay. Then the Mishnah continues. V'chol ha'amelim, seemingly an unrelated topic, an unrelated issue, but the Mishnah continues. And now in the pirush to this part of the Mishnah, we'll see that Rav Chaim Volozhiner now, very often he's very deep and fundamental principles and, you know, the depth of the Torah and everything. And here we're going to see he's tremendously practical in the pirush to this Mishnah. So it's interesting. He says, V'chol ha'melim im ha-tzibur. Anyone that works hard on behalf of the tzibur, you amelim imaim, L'shem Shemayim. He should work with the tzibur L'shem Shemayim. Why? Shizchus avoysam misa'ayatam, because they have the schus of the tzibur. V'tzidkasam imedes la'adam, the tzedek of the tzibur stands forever. V'atem, and you, mala ani aleichem shekvar schar harbe, kilo asisem, and you will get a lot of schar. So this mission is very hard to understand. Kol amelim imat tzibur, du L'shem Shemayim, because they have the schus avos. And don't worry, you get tzchar anyway. What's the Mishnah referring to? What's it talking about? What's the Mishnah? What's the Mishnah saying? So the way he defines the Mishnah is like this. Very good. He says that kol ha'amelim imatzibor you imatzibor should be amelim l'shem shemayim, means like this: that a person that's amel for the tzibor could be doing it for his own covet, not to help the tzibur. But then it's all about him. If it's all about him, so he says, you may not be matzliach, because if it's all about you, who says you have this chus that Hashem should help you? You want to look good, right? You have to have this chus that Hashem wants you to look good. Maybe Hashem is not interested in you looking good. So just because you want to look good doesn't, but if you do it l'shem shemayim, then what are you doing it for? You're doing it for to help the tzibur. Oh, if you're doing it to help the tzibur, schus avoysam misayatam, they have schus avos, so then it'll be matzliach. So you have to decide what you're doing. Okay? And he says, you know, and furthermore, a person that does it l'shem his own covet, if he's doing it for his own covet, so that at the end he could decide, you know what, it's not worth it. I can get my covet elsewhere. Much easier, much fewer complaints than if I get my covet elsewhere. So he says, "B'yos parnas ha-mizgoya al ha-tzibur shaloi l'shem shamayim, oyin shaychomer." Someone that's mizgoya on the tzibur, he takes advantage of the tzibur for his own needs, he's going to be a big punishment. And forget, he may not even do it. So a person should make sure that when they're doing it for the tzibur, they should not be doing it for their own honor. They should do it l'shma. But part of doing l'shma is, you have to realize the following. L'zeh amru im ha-tzibur. Do it im ha-tzibur. What does im ha-tzibur mean? It means you have to realize shetadamu b'nafshachim she'en atem ha'oisim rak atem tofel ha-tzibur. Then you have to realize it's not really you accomplishing. It's really the schus of the tzibur accomplishing. So it's a very humbling experience. You have to work and do things, but then realize that the reason you're matzeh is because Hashem wanted this hatzlacha to come out. So you did something, you did a whole project, it ended up being great, it was a tzedakah project, you ended up delivering hundreds of tzedakah packages to people. And you feel good about yourself, don't feel, so it wasn't you. It was the schus of those people, that Klai Yisrael, of Klai Yisrael, that they should get, that this should work for the tzibur. This should work for the tzibur. Now the person involved could say, Hashem made it happen. So it's not you. Shizchus avoysam misa'ayatam. And if you remember it's the schus of the avos, then you won't become a balgaiva. The Oztik, but then he says, but don't worry, because even if that happens, Hashem will give you the scar as if you did it. And that's the end of the Mishnah. That time, however, if you do it, and you didn't do anything, turns out it was not your Hatzlacha. However, Atem, male ani aleichem schar harbe ki'ilu asisem. I'm going to give you a schar ki'ilu, you did it. So if you do it l'shma, that's how he's learning, it's g'shma pshat. If you do it l'shma, if you do it shalai l'shma, it's no good. It's just about you. If you do it for the schus of the tzibor, then remember, you're doing it l'shma, you're doing it for them. And really, that means it's them accomplished. It's their schus doing it, not yours. So then you say to yourself, so then what am I doing? So what did I accomplish? You didn't accomplish. It's true. But Hashem says, I'll give you schar ki'ilu atem asisim, like as if you did. That's the reward that you're going to end up getting. So he says, v'oz tekablu kol aschar ki'ilu asisim ba'atzmachem b'li misa'ayaya. Okay? That's basically the gist of his pshat, which is gishmak pshat. But he goes on to explain one more point in the Mishnah, that it says in the Mishnah, it says here, Shuschus avoisam misayatam. They have the schus of their avos, the tzidkasam, and their tzedek. There is a medes laad, stands forever. So what's the two things? It says schus avoisam misayatam. They have the schus of their avos and tzidkasam a medes laad. So he says it's unbelievable. Every word here. So he says the Mishnah is referring to something that Tosfos says in Masechet Shabbos. Tosfos in Masechet Shabbos says that we ask in the Shemoneh Esrei, we ask in the merit of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, in the schus of the avos. So the question is, who says that the schus of the avos will last forever? We ask in the schus of the avos, but who says the schus of the avos lasts forever? So on that, the Mishnah says, right? The Gemara says, according to what Tosfos says, even if the schus of the avos will eventually get used up, it's possible, says Tosfos, that the schus of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov will get used up eventually, because the schus of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov was forever, but eventually may get used up. However, bris avos loy tama, but the bris of the avos will never get used up. The bris, the covenant that Hashem made with the avos, can never break. So even if the schus of the avos, there's a difference between the schut avot and the brit avot. The schus of the avos, that actually may get used up eventually. So we don't necessarily have the ability to use the schus avos, but we always have the ability to use the bris avos, the covenant that Hashem gave to the avos, that He will never destroy us. So he says, that's what the Mishnah means. It says, Zechusam, Zechus Avosam Mesayatam. They have the schus of the avos. The tzibor has this, the Klal Yisrael carries the schus of the avos. And therefore, an endeavor to help the tzibor will surely help the schus avos. However, Tzidkasam, I met this lad. But the tzedek is not the schus. The tzedek is the bris. It's the tzedakah, it's the justice. The justice is not the schus. The justice is based on the bris. So tzidkasam, the tzedek base of the avos, omed es la'ad, that's forever. That's a very good diktuk of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says they have schus avos. That's misayatam, that will help them. But the tzedek of the avos, that which HaKadosh Baruch says, it's tzedek o mishpat. It's all peace strict tzedek. Because once you make a bris, you have to keep the bris. You have to. So it's tzedek, it's justice to keep the bris. The tzedek that Hashem has to us, based on the avos, omed es la'ad, that will stand forever and last forever. So therefore, if a person is omel for the tzibor, if a person is there on behalf of the tzibor, he has to know that he has these two elements always helping him. And those are the elements which make the endeavor matzliach. It's matzliach through that endeavor, through their schos and their tzedek. But malen yaleichem ki'ilu asitem, you will still get tzchar as if you did it yourself. That's the haftacha, that's the pshat in the Mishnah, according to Chaim Lashon. Very nice pshat in the Mishnah. So it's a practical, you know, perspective that, you know, sometimes you're doing it for yourself, but no, remember it's for the office. That's what he says. Beautiful pshat. Okay, we continue now into Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Gimel says, Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel. Hevu zehirin berashus. Be very careful with leadership, with people in leadership positions, government leaders. She'em ekarvin leila adam el letzerech atzman. They only use you and they pretend that they have a relationship with you when it's convenient for them. Nirim ka'oyavim b'shas hana'asam. When it's good for them to be friends with you, then they'll be friends with you. Ve'en oimdim leila adam b'shas dachim. When you need them, they're not there for you anymore. That's what the Mishnah says. How true is that? So the Mishnah, so Rav Chaim Volozhiner says that a person who shows love but is really not showing love to the other person, is really just using the person for their own agenda, is really a hatred. It's really not love at all. Because they're just, the love means that you're thinking about the other person. And as a matter of fact, it's really the opposite. It's really just another expression of the person's self-centeredness. So part of their self-centeredness is that they're going to make you feel good because it's good for them, for you to feel that way. But it has nothing to do with you. So it's not ahava at all. It's really sinna. So the leadership is, even when they show ahava, it's really sinna. It's really hatred because it's all about them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the opposite. Kadosh Baruch Hu, even when he shows Chas V'Shalom Sina, it's really ahava. Is that even when he's merachik us, it's for our benefit. So by the leaders, it's the opposite. Even when they're mekariv us, they bring us close, it's really for them, not for us. It's really against us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when he sends us away, it's really for our ahava. And he says, there's a pasuk in Mishlei. It says, "Ani ayavi ahev. I love those who love me, umishachrayim imtza anuni. And those who dislike me, I also find them." And he says that the pshat is that that there is no kinu adavar, but poyrish min haTorah. If a person goes away from Torah, v'hu me'ayosher, afim yirtza loshav acharei, lo yisayu alimtza oisalus. So imagine a person goes against the leader, kal v'chomer, he's not going to want to have anything to do with him, and Hashem is the opposite, he's searching to get us back. V'lochin u'iti rak b'chol makom yimtza anuni, they'll always be able to find him. So he says that the love that we have, the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us, is exactly the opposite as the love, quote unquote, that the Rashis has. The Rashis' love is only self-centeredness, and it's really more like hate. Like he says, Nimtza ahavasoi sina. And Kadosh Baruch Hu is the opposite, so I assume that that's what the Mishnah is telling us. First of all, it's good advice. You know, don't get carried away with your COVID, like we said in the last Mishnah. It's all about helping the tzibur, right? It's not about yourself. So don't get carried away. And so it's good advice, number one. But besides being a good advice, it's telling us that even though that's what human beings are, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not that way. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for us is eternal. And even the quote-unquote, you know, distance that we're experiencing now, the 3 weeks, we experience that. In a way, the distance is the biggest proof to the love. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to distance us in order to go through all this effort of the galus to make us eventually come back. So that's really maybe one of the underlying points of the Mishnah. Okay, everybody. We will pick it up tomorrow night.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you. Okay. Bye. Have a good night. Thank you. Okay, have a good night, everyone.